Now, as a country gears up towards the upcoming general election, our reporters Musa Salifu and Bismarck Adika visited the Ayawaso Central Constituency to find out the views of the electorate. Ayawaso Central Constituency is located in the Accra Metropolis of the Greater Accra Region. It has five electoral areas. These are Alajo, Aidiki, Kotobabi, Kokumlimli West, and Kokumlimli East. The constituency has different political parties like any other constituency in Ghana. Musa Salifu and Bismarck Adika take a look at the constituency. The real race for election in Ayawaso Central is between the two major political parties, the NPP and the NDC. In 1996, NDC's Jerry John Rawlings won 57.40%. John Ejekum Kufuor of the NPP lost with 39.60%. However, the clock changed hands in 2000 when the NPP's John Ejekum Kufuor won 63.61% of the votes against the NDC's John Atta Mills, who had 36.39%. The then president John Ejekum Kufuor maintained the lead in 2008 with 52.45% votes in that constituency, while John Atta Mills lost with 44.64%. This constituency has proved to be a stronghold of the MPP. In 2012, MPP's Nana Akufo-Addo had 49.89%, while John Mahama polled 49.56%. For the parliamentary, the CPP, represented by Sheikh M.F. Nasiru Nazubia, won the seat for the first time since 1992. The MPP has since then captured and maintained their hold on the seat from 1996 to date. From 1996 till 2012, Sheikh Ibrahim Kujokwe of MPP was the MP for the constituency. The NDC, which is the strongest opposition in the constituency, has however been changing candidates with the hope that they might take the seat, but to no avail. In the parliamentary contest, the NDC kept closing the gap in each election held in the constituency. Sheikh Isi Kwe in 2012 handed the baton to another MPP member named Henry Kwarty, who is again contesting for this year's seat. Being in the stronghold of the NPP, the NDEC's 2016 parliamentary candidate, William Afum Enyeje, popularly known as Obama, ponders over his chances and what he has done for the people of the constituency.
Ever since the seat has been with the NDP, but thank God, year by year, we kept closing the gap. So last election, we lost by a margin of 6%. Hopefully, because I was the same candidate who contested at the last election, that is 2012, hopefully, by God's grace, I know this time we'll take the seat. We are not taking the seat just by saying it, but considering the amount of work that we've done in the constituency, we are highly assured that this time the people of Ayawaso Central will see the good works of His Excellency John Dramani Mahama, myself Obama, as a candidate, willfully give us opportunity to serve them one more time. Narrowing on myself as a candidate, even as having held in the public office, I thought it wise to form a foundation which I call the Obama Support Foundation. Because at the last election, there were promises that I made, but as I couldn't get it, I said no. Even as I couldn't get the mandate, I could still go ahead and support my people. So when you look at the foundation critically, the essence is to empower the youth and the women and also lighten the social burden of my people. So what the foundation sought to do, and really we are doing it, is that we are picking the two bills of SSS students who, for one way or the other, the parents are not financially sound enough to pay their fees. So when you get to the office, you realize that we've paid for a lot of students. The criteria is that a person must be a resident in the constituency. So either the person votes in the constituency or the parent votes in the constituency. Apart from the school fees, we also give grants, but it's not so huge. Sometimes 500 Ghana, the maximum 1,000, to support women who want to undertake trade, and it is not a loan. We give it to them and we encourage them to make something out of it unpaid. So I started doing this thing, then I realized that a chunk of the money goes into hiring of ambulance. So I decided to buy one. We have a very good ambulance. Also give it out free. The only thing is that you buy fuel and that will be all. And that is what we do. And I think apart from that, we've undertaken some social activities like cleaner exercises and some fuel stuff. Apart from that one, I also spoke about the sanitation. Obama says that if I get a mandate, we will improve upon the sanitation issues in the constituency. Then we have to empower the youth and the women. Another way to empower the youth is to ensure that you offer them a lot of scholarships, which my foundation does. But if I get a mandate for me to do in a large way, they call that I want to you. These are some of the reasons why I think, even as I present myself for 2016, like the electorate will have the confidence and vote.
Efforts made to reach the other parliamentary candidates proved futile. Some electorates in the constituency have also been speaking about the expectations.
In Ayawaso Central, every place MPP. But this time around, I repeat, this time around, MPP will lose. Why MPP will lose? Because I haven't seen what they have been doing. Only noise that they have been making, yes. So we should give Obama a chance to move ahead so that we know what he can do. So please, so MPP people, they have been doing something that we don't like. They have making noise.
Henry and Obama, I think Henry will win because Henry has done a lot of project and social intervention for the people in Ayawaso Central. Some people in my area, one person was sick and the person don't have any money, it's a child, so Henry took the person to hospital, and also the student give them a mathematical set, about 3,000 people and pen, so that they can use it to write the exams. But our challenge is, you don't have secondary school here.
And I've been in the community for 2 years. Some of the children that not go to see us there, my mother does not have.
This analysis formed part of the GBC constituency's profile that sought to sensitize the electorate to the various issues raised by the political parties. The profile also sought to ensure gender and social inclusiveness in the upcoming election to achieve a peaceful election on 7 December. It also aimed at creating a platform to dissect the manifestos of the constituency parties to enable the electorate to make an informed judgment in the December 7 election.